Welcome, welcome. You're listening in with Pamela Hester. Happy Thursday to everyone. I'm here in the city of Chicago, where it is extremely cold out. I do hope that everyone is keeping warm, especially our little babies. Today, I will be talking about who matters in your space, in your time, in your life. To all of my empowering women to be the words of wisdom in their life. Woman of wisdom is power. Keep warm, keep warm, I must say. My toes are cold right now as I speak. I open my heart and mind to be aware that I am the matter that matters. How many of you matter in this world? How many of you understand that you have power in your wisdom? How many of you are maybe stuck in pursuing your wisdom power? Well, let me share a couple things with my ladies. Matter is everything that has weight and that also occupies space. Okay? The only thing that's standing between you and what matters is the space between you. What are you fulfilling in your space these days, with your time, as you get up and as you lay down for bed in the evening or in the wee of the night? I don't know what time most of you ladies go to bed, but I know I go to bed and I try at a proper time because rest is everything. I like to wake up feeling vibrant, looking vibrant, don't want bags underneath my eyes or feeling tired. What are you occupying your space with? Because what matters is you. You are the matter in your space and in your time. In the space that stands between you and extremely what you want, there is the fullness of God. I hope some of you guys understand what I'm saying. See, you can't get up and not start your day in prayer. You can't just get up, get the kids ready for school, and go ahead about your day, have your breakfast, go to work. Because guess what? You're going to face that negativity space that you left open before you walked out that door. Because you forgot to pray. Yes. To have your space in God's atmosphere with His light of love around you as you go about your day. Your space is everything, and it matters because you are the matter in your space and in your time. I hope many of you guys are following in what I'm trying to tell you guys today and share with my empowering woman to be the words of wisdom in their life. Woman of wisdom power. I'm indeed a woman of wisdom power. Yes, it's very important. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. I can because I am. I will because I am. The question is, how do you see the space? How do many of you guys see your space? Have you placed the matters of others in your space? Maybe you guys are saying, whoa, this is a little bit too deep for me because I have placed a lot of people in my space in front of me. In my surroundings and back of me and on the side of me and in my bed where I lay at night or where I go when I leave work. I have placed many others in my space. But are they drowning you out in your spirit world? Are they stepping all over you? Do they have you not really thinking logical about your life? Well, don't blame anyone else, sugar. Blame yourself, because you put them in your space and in your time. Yes, you have. Think about that for a minute. I'm going to pause just for a minute. Think about it. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Do you see any joy in your space? Do you see God's grace in your space? Do you even see God's mercy in your space? Close your eyes now. Close your eyes. Everybody, close your eyes. I'm closing my eyes right now with you. I see God's light around me in my space. And way down the line, way down in my space, it's all the way down to the bottom. I barely can see. I have to put my glasses on just to see. I see the people that I allowed in my space that has drowned me out. My heart aches for them. But when I look back up, I see God's light of love in my space. And believe me, it's so much better. I can only pray for them that they'll find the space with God's light of love around them. Ladies, remember, your space matters because you are the matter in your space. Be careful who you allow in your space to cloud it up where you can't breathe or see and understand your path that God has for you in life. Now I'm talking to my empowering woman to be the words of wisdom in their life today. Woman of wisdom and power. I speak it in existence because that's you. That's you. It's so much more. I will be doing my courses on my empowering woman to be the words and the wisdom in their life. Woman of wisdom and power. We need this, ladies. I was right where you were at, some of you guys that are listening. Every day I have to feed myself wisdom of knowledge. Every day I have to tell myself my matter is my matters and it's my space and the people that I allow in my space. That's real talk, ladies. Real talk. Perhaps you see a risk that you can't take. Do you see what others have done and what you can't do? Lord, send your blessings right now in Jesus' name. Don't allow another individual to take up your space and your time in your life. Don't do it. It's dangerous. It's not right. You'll end up in a stage of life where you're drowning and you can't recover. Let me share this with you guys. Today, women over the world are openly beginning to be recognized as healers, spiritual teachers, and leaders more than ever before. That's you. That's you. And that's you. And that's you right there, young lady. Young lady, that's you too. Yes, I'm talking to you. That's you. Yes, that's you. Absolutely. Yes. I recognize all my healers. I recognize all my spiritual teachers. I recognize all of my leaders. I recognize all of my wisdom women. I recognize you today. I see you. I see you. Yes, Lord, I see you. Yes. Yes, I see you. That's you. That's you. Yes. That's you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's you. Yes. Be fearfulness. Don't have any fear. Fear is a liar. Yes. Yes, Lord. Listen, know also that wisdom is sweet to your soul. Ooh, yes. If you find it, there is a fortune, hope for you. And your hope will not be cut off. That is in Proverbs 24:14. That's you. That's you. That's you, young lady. Yes, I'm talking to you. That is you. Yes. Wisdom makes one wise man. We're talking about one wise man more powerful than 10 rulers in a city. Could you imagine that? That's us. Yes. Wisdom is powerful. Wisdom is powerful, ladies. I'll tell you, it's so powerful. Recognize it, embrace it, feel it, feed it to your soul, feed it to your spirit. And today, devote every opportunity to spend time with God. Do it. Do it. You will receive wisdom in your spirit. You will. And remember, ladies, the mind controlled by the spirit is life and peace. Romans 8:6. Yes, it is. We have the opportunity to become whatever we feel we need to do in life. We don't need anyone taking up our space surrounding us that is not good for our spirits. We don't need that. You become more and more wiser as you move away from any negativity in your life. And God's light and God's love will fill that space. Please believe me, sisters. I've been there, my woman of wisdom, sisters. I've been there, and I'm not going back. There's no way in hell I'm going back. I can't. I can't. My space right now is surrounded with God's light of love. And if any of you guys follow me on Instagram, Words of Wisdom is my wear, my line of t-shirts and sweatshirts and all kinds of goodies on my site. And also Pamela Greek Inspiring Others. You guys know I always put a red heart, the prayer hands, and a yellow heart. Do you know why? Let me share it. The red heart is because Jesus' blood that he shared for all of us, okay? And forgave all of us for our sins. The yellow heart, yes, is God's light of love that is around all of us. We just have to learn how to embrace it. You know, we have to live a little bit. We have to laugh a little bit more. We have to love each other a lot more. You know, we really do. You know, we have to. There's no other way where we can actually establish the good things in life without embracing our space with God's light of love. We really do need that. We really do. You know, my biggest question to everyone that is listening, how are you going to use this opportunity? Yes, you could use this opportunity to tell yourself what you have always told yourself, but was just too afraid to get it out. Why you cannot step into your space with boldness and realize that you have been given divine opportunity to change the way you see the space and to close up the gap between you and God. You know, I'm not going to speak no more about this, but I think every woman on here, my woman of wisdom power, understand exactly what I am saying. But I will tell you guys this. Think about it. Okay? Think about it. Because you are very important to me and also definitely to the Lord. You guys are all God's children. We all are. And now that you guys are women of this world, this universe we live in, make it stand out more. Make it stand out more. And to all of my, if you're on this line as myself, to all of my entrepreneur, let me tell you guys something. Don't be discouraged. Okay, be encouraged. Be wise. Think wise. Allow God's light to shine among all of you guys as you pursue with success in your business. I will be doing very soon a podcast on the life, okay, the ups and downs, okay, of being a woman entrepreneur. Please believe that. It's coming, but I'm steady building my wisdom so that I can share the ins and out and the truth about it all. Believe me, when I wake up, I wake up with both of my feet going straight towards the light of God. Because without wisdom and without my faith, I don't even know how I got this far in life. But I'll tell you, you can also pick up my book, One Foot In, One Foot Out. That's me. I will have that post. It's already post on my Instagram page and Facebook. Order your copy. I'm sure you guys will love it. A little bit about my life, a little bit about justice for my son Lazarus. May his soul rest in peace. Until next time, you are live broadcast with Pamela Hester. Always peace, love, and joy. And let God's light be over each one of you all. God's light. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Pray for all of my empowering women to be the words of wisdom in their life. My woman of wisdom power. I love you all. Peace, love, and joy. I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.